Okay, so today we're going to start, well, I guess it's an audio blog entry. This is the first one, although it's really the second one. I might post the test as well, but I'm just looking to see what kind of file sizes I could get. I'm going to store these at a reasonably small size, about 280K per minute, looks like. Which is not bad, considering you can hear my voice. We're not looking to create top quality audio here, and I do tend to be a little long-winded. Look at this, I haven't even started. I'm just talking about starting. And I'm already, into it. So, a lot of things have been on my mind lately, on my heart. And, I don't know, it's been a little difficult. I get pretty emotional. And some people would say, pardon, some people would say that was a flaw. That I should rein in my emotions, or I don't know, slow them down somehow. But I'm not sure it makes sense to do so. I mean, there was a time in my life, a long time in my life, when I'm not even sure I was aware that I had emotion. I was like a robot. I just went through life unfeeling. I didn't react to anything emotionally. I just tried to get by. And I don't think it went well. I mean, there are people who know me now who knew me during that time. You can ask them. I don't think they'd say it went well. In fact, there's a fairly large portion of my novel written on that very subject. Actually, I think that might be what the whole novel's about. About you have to let go and be yourself. Don't let the people around you stop you from being you. Don't let the world decide for you how one ought to be. Especially internally, emotionally, and in love. If you feel a way, don't bottle it up. Feel it. I believe, and I know other people don't. I've spoken to them in very recent days. I believe that if you feel something as special and important as love, that it isn't something you should keep secret. When I love, part of that love, I don't know if it's right, but it wants to be shouted from the rooftops. I don't want to love in secret. I want to love actively. And I want the person I love to know that they're loved. Not just because I say so, but because of my actions, if possible. And I want to share it. It's such a good thing, love. It's such a beautiful and special thing. I want to share it with anyone, with everyone. I want my friends to taste it a little. I want the world to know that love exists. It's possible. Someone suggested to me that I went too fast with Laura. That even though I knew for certain, as I still do, that I love her, that I should have kept it to myself because she wasn't ready for that. But I don't know, that just seems... The idea that one is not ready for love. I don't know. I don't know if I can live in a world where people are compelled to hide love. I don't think I can believe that. It's not right. I mean, in conversation with someone else, I think, and I don't remember if I posted this, but I don't think it was a matter of too fast as much as, or too soon that I loved her, or let her know I loved her, but that she didn't ever want to hear that I loved her. She wasn't looking for that. And it wouldn't have mattered when I said it. It was that I said it. It wasn't even that I said it. It was just that I loved. And that was too much. And maybe that was... it, the thing that caused the problem. But I don't think it really caused the problem as much as brought a problem to light. I don't know. I don't know if I should have been as quiet as I was about my love for her. Especially publicly. I mean, I think I made a post about it. One. And I'd known for so long before that. Because I thought... I'd sensed that she wouldn't be okay with my loving her. Or with anyone knowing that I loved her. And, part of love is respecting the wishes of the person you love. What else could I do? But try and find out what she wanted and try and give it to her. Here I find out that what she wants is to not be in a relationship, and